amri ya Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing women's participation in politics. Today, women from various political parties met in Machingo to discuss some of the challenges they face in electoral politics. But before we delve deep into today's discussion, let's take you to Sudan, where the country is being dragged to the brink of civil war by a powered struggle between two men, a career soldier and a former warlord who rose to power under former autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir. David Boyle has more.
Once side by side, two men now stand opposed in a battle that is dragging Sudan to the brink of civil war. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan is the de facto head of state, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo his deputy. The former is a career soldier and the army's chief, the latter, better known as Hameti, a former warlord who leads the country's main paramilitary group.
I am a simple Bedouin man who grew up on the sidelines of Sudan. Didn't get anything from my country except violence.
Hameti started out as a camel trader in the Darfur region before, according to a former assistant, taking up arms after his trade convoy was attacked. He was among fighters who later allied with the government to quash a rebellion that erupted in Darfur in 2003. The militia forces had a fearsome reputation. They became known as the Janjaweed, a term loosely derived from the Arabic for devils on horseback. Around 300,000 people were killed in the Darfur campaign, and 2 million displaced. The International Criminal Court has accused former President Omar al-Bashir of masterminding genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, which he and his government denied, saying that they only targeted rebels. Amid the bloodshed, Hameti caught Bashir's attention. His militia, which morphed into the Rapid Support Forces, became the government's enforcer. Bashir gave Hameti's family and associates free rein to sell Sudan's gold, helping him amass a fortune. But Hameti would later turn on his benefactor when Bashir was ousted in 2019. He secured the post of deputy head of state, technically reporting to Burhan, who cuts a very different figure. He's a career soldier with 41 years of service, mostly under Bashir. Like Hameti, Burhan also rose under the autocratic leader before dumping him when Bashir's star was waning. Burhan says he was one of the military figures who told Bashir to step down. Since then, as the head of a military council, Burhan has made promises of elections and handing over power to a civilian government. His opponents say he's instead put the military firmly in charge. Protests have faced a fierce response from Burhan security forces.
Once we put on these khakis, we have no other path. We do not get startled or afraid. And even if every one of us is dead, we will not be frightened or back away.
As military chief, Burhan controls heavy weapons and the armed forces. But his soldiers are up against Hameti's skilled irregular force that may number, analysts say, 100,000 or more paramilitary fighters. They have already proved a tricky opponent, When bases have come under attack, they have melted away into residential areas, where heavy armor and conventional military tactics lose their advantage. Both men now battle, predominantly in the capital, trying to deliver the killer blow in their power struggle. Instead, they may deliver a protracted conflict and more instability. After decades of autocracy, military rule, and international isolation, Sudan is in danger of seeing its prospects for peace and economic revival go up in smoke.
And from Sudan, we now have breaking news. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate ceasefire in Sudan.
Good afternoon. We have just finished a meeting convened by the African Union on the dramatic situation in Sudan, bringing together the United Nations, the League of Arab States, IGAD, and the European Union, as well as representatives from a number of countries that are deeply committed to solving the crisis. There was a strong consensus on condemning the ongoing fighting in Sudan and calling for cessation of hostilities. As an immediate priority, I appeal for a ceasefire to take place for at least 3 days, marking the Eid al-Fitr celebrations, to allow civilians trapped in conflict zones to escape and to seek medical treatment, food, and other essential supplies. This must be the first step in providing respite from the fighting and paving the way for a permanent ceasefire. I have been personally engaged in doing everything possible to make it happen. The cessation of hostilities must be followed by serious dialogue, allowing for the successful transition, starting with the appointment of a civilian government. The fighting must stop immediately. I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation. Hundreds of people have been killed and injured. Fighting in urban areas is particularly dangerous for civilians, including children, who have repeatedly been forced to shelter in schools and evacuate from hospitals under fire. This is completely outrageous. Humanitarian operations are virtually impossible. Warehouses, vehicles, and other humanitarian assets have been attacked, looted, and seized. Targeting humanitarian workers and assets must end, and I remind all parties of their obligations under international law, including ensuring safety and security of humanitarian aid workers.
That there was breaking news which just came in. That was UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking in New York. We are back to the main topic. The Women and Law in Southern Africa organized a meeting to discuss the issues affecting women in electoral politics for them to contest all political positions from council elections up to presidential election. The challenges continue to be a stumbling block for Zimbabwean women since independence in 1980. Some of the female candidates who attended the Mashingo Conference cited lack of financial resources, violence, and sexual harassment. Wusa told the women attending the conference that it was committed to ensuring that women got the training and support they need to level the playing field with male candidates. Patricia Muganiri of Wusa had this to say.
And also elect women in strategic positions, Vaskana. Kote mboto munonzi, main wing, ponzi women's wing, ponzi youth wing, kumozara, women's wing, kwa kusikakana power, kunakana anything, chinoyonya soita kuti, mukwani soo kuzungi, mine a decision, kana kuti a voice, kuti maitiru wa arbitu wa shinaka mira sei. So ipapo, I think, ingatimpa ungono, ipapo, as we work in my political party, atino dafudai, atiru kudada nao aya. Why don't we also have women? Vanenge vari mapositions, wayo kuti, vanozungi vachiitiwo, aiwa, isusu madzimai apiwo zvakati, but women are not there. Ndipo panotangira problem. Saka even kana information kana chi, we are at the mercy of men. They are dominated by men who run, who dictate everything.
That there was VUSA's Patricia Muganiri speaking yesterday in Masvingo. Vachitaurawo pamusangano uyu amai Febi Mauto vebato rezano PF vakati havana kufara nekubatwa kwakaitwa madzimai musarudzo dzemubato ravo dzekutsvaga vachamirira zano PF musarudzo dzichaitwa munyika.
Vakanga variga maumaseu edu hazviti. Varume vachatoda kutiigira kuti zviwa ndiwo chaiwo chaiwo hatangomaona kana kudini. Vanhu vakapenga vakati hapavo uchewe kana masere wo asina kubuda. Asi kuti varume vavepo vanga vachikwikwidza. Vanga vakabatana vachiti masere acho haana kudini.
Haana kumboi.
Chero nacheya wacho futi vakanga vambotsigira kuti macheya haana kuti masere haana kudini. Haana kumboi. Vanhu vakati iyo ite verification yakaitwa hazviti. Vakavachokwadi mhomhoye vanhu haina kuzvidini kuzviziva zvangove zvaivo vacho vanoda kuvhotegwa nevamwe vakuru vacho vaiita maverification iwavo.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kunhengo yezano PF amai Febi Mauto vachitaura vari kumasvingo. Vachitaurawo vakamirira bato reCitizens Coalition for Change amai Tendekai Matara vakataurawo kuti madzimai kuti vaite mushandira pamwe uye varambe nyaya yewomen's quota inopiwa madzimai.
Kuti hapana law enforcement panyaya yegender equality. But nyaya yatongovapo semadzimai. Thank you so much for bringing such a kutiisa patebo imwe from different political parties. Zvinotibatsira. Nyaya yavapo semadzimai. Isusu ngatitongoita chigandanga. Women tinokomanda the majority yepopulation. Saka there is no way yatinobvitiwa nevanhu vashoma kwatiri. Mutemo chavo chaivo vanoenda kuparliament. Kana vavako havachagoni kuti vandomirawo nemadzimai kuti aiwa. Ichi chinhu chinotonzi women's quota hatichidi. Because ndochavanotinyaradza nacho. Kuti madzimai nyararai munodirei kuondesesa saka kupai quota yemahara. Isu hatidi zvokupuhwa zvemahara tisi huku inokushirwa. Toda kupinda muresi navo varume vacho gidye gidye. Asi zvakuda kuti isusu tibatanise chii? Semadzimai. Kana zvichimbobvira tinombosendeka zvimapolitical chakuti zvedu zvezvi. Pamira mudzimai tikanyatsa kuona kuti aiwa apa dhonza rinogona kukweva chaiko chaiko. Kuziva paunogona kutibudisa apo. Nokuti ndiri mudzimai wekupatiyo. Todini? Totsigira. Varume havana tsitsi nesu ndochokwadi. And they don't want to see us pamberi apo. Vanongoda iwo. Vachititungamirira ngatisimukei semadzimai. Ndopedzisira ndichitaura nyaya yekuti chigandanga kushaikwa kwemazita. Inini 2013 ndakavhota neregistration slip. Zita rangu rashaikwa muvoters roll. Imagine ndaenda ndikutoenda kunovhota. Fortunate enough ndakanga ndiri kujomik ndiri observer. Ndapinda tikuti chiregai ndidi ndikaste vhoti yangu ndiinde kubasa. Zita rashaikwa ndikanzibudai ndikati handibudi ndikutoda kuenda kubasa. This is my slip. Mburi sakati ambe yabudai ndikati officer ima hamushandi kuziki. I want to cast my vote and go. Vakango ndirega ndikavhota zvimwe zvaita hazvidi kupolitics hakuzikurwadzana.
Avo vanga vari amai Tendekai Matara vachitaura vari kumasvingo. Let's now take a break. Please don't go away. Stay with us.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages. So please go to VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by our guest, Lynette Mulewe of LEAD and Amaitende Kai Matara of CCC. Studio 7 tried to include members of the ZANU-PF party. I also spoke to Ses Mubaya of ZANU-PF Canada, who said she was not available for today's program, but hopefully we will have her joining us in the next programs. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Hello.
Hello. Aiwa, ndiri kufara chaizvo kuti takwanisa nekuti tanga tiri kutotya kuti mafoni enyu anga acharamba. Asi totanga naamai Matara vanga vari kumusangano uyu watichangobva kuona mataura mazwi anobata vazhinji kuti nyaya idzi dzezvematongerwo enyika hakusi kuenda kuruwadzana. Dzinoda mukadzi akaita sei?
Kunoda mukadzi akashinga. I am a courage.
Taona zvemuchiramba nyaya yewomen's quota mati ngaimbomiswa sei muri kuramba nyaya
iyi? Tandiri kuirambira inini hongu ine painotipa advantage, but ndiri kuona sekuti it's a way of silencing woman to demand the 50-50 yatiri kuchemera day in day out. Tobva tanzi aiwa patinobekipa tati kuda 50-50 nechasimine constituents. Tine constituents, tine province, tine about 26 constituents. So example yemasvingo. Tiri kuti isusu amanesi vezi 26 constituents. Etishe utani, 18 kumadzimai, 18 kuvanhurume. Isu semadzimai tochitorawo mayuti edu echisikana, tosheyawo ikoko, varume vosheyawo nemayuti avo echirume. But then hisi kota, vanobva vati no, madzimai nimiregaiti mire because mune pamunotopiwa mahara. Izvi zvatiri kuti zvemahara izvozvo hatisi kuzvina. Tinoda zvekumira because takagara tatotiratidza kuti no, we are strong enough to stand the ground.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if we can just go into English, Mai Matara, we saw you calling on other women. We saw there were members of different political parties, ZANU-PF, LEAD, and other organizations. So what was the response like? Is it possible for Zimbabwean women to stand together and back one candidate, irrespective of whatever party they're coming from?
Yeah, it's very possible. It's very possible that we think we are still facing these challenges, you know. As women, we are not, we don't have financial stamina, which I mean. So we will be conversing with men who have got bags, who have got money, who are well resourced. But with a woman who has got nothing, what we only have in you is the skills and love to show up to the community. But in terms of financial, that we compete with the woman,
Kuti vanhu vanotenga mavhoti vachishandisa nzira dzakasiyana siyana. Vanhu vatinoti tivhoterei vanenge vachireva mashoko ekuti ndandimbotange ndakunwa, regandimbokupute, regandimbokudya kuti ndikupe vhoti yangu. Zvino isu semadzimai agara asinawo zvikwanisiro hatikwanisi kuve tiine mari dzekuti timbodyire timbo niwe timbo shute wakanyaya kisho ya marivesi kukupinda mwere inyaya ipa chukwadi
ataura yenye
kukupiri inyaya kuti kusawe siyebi ini mdineti yaka korapta kuti wani wafude kuti mzimai aago ni kutunga mirira kaka isiriyo taiti mpachirongo aansiti kitari sa kuti mchilani mchedu mchili jaku ndi kata mbukere kuti jaka gupi mkiti mchilani mchedu mzimai anere mchizwa inda mzimai zinendi nisha mukai kachia mchedu kaka ndoje kandani kambukere kuti kaka kanauri mnusha mukazi kaka kanauri wadi wadi ino usanga nishia mnusha jaka siyana siyana jiriki tengwane majinai kaka wadi yoyo seyisi yaka nishiki tengwane majinai so istiri ya chaiti ni wakati ya wakati ayura mukazi ya anasa nagubai hafa mbili yoshika apa apa anasa nagura ambari apa apa hafa mbili yoshika apa apa kaka nyeye kaucha yaka zonu ngodra ina kupata zakanyanya kema zinaye kwa kwa na kiyangu kutu wari kutu wari mangi kwa kutu inesema kutu ushinde ushinde ina kutu zinonga ziti zota uwe ipapo ujiti ayo wanile kutu mkana kutu ndiku umiri urei kutu wari nye wacha hizi cha hizi kutu 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 maranda unetukwa unenyomba ya unetukirwa wana wako, unetukirwa wabereji wako, unetukirwa zaka wanda kutanga nchaburi waka uru wabere. Ana guru uru wabere. Kaka ii uru uru. Nangu waka uru uru wa njibire kukonji unenji uru uru. Rino buda uru mzine kiki. Zaka sanga nishka zaka njimukazi yose. Aneba kiki, ndineba kutinga mpolitik. Ndineba kiki njipi uochi gare. Kukuti njita uro mafungira angu temukazi. Nini hiyo ya mkazi wese afunga kita ije uko. Anenga akinji iye uwele.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu. Mashoko makukutu iwa yo mshare mudewe visanga nore lead. Let me go back to my Matara. My Matara, you heard what Lynette Mudewe is saying of lead, that, you know, there's a lot of name calling. There are a lot of, you know, denigration of women who decide to take up decision making positions, especially in politics. What's your take? You have been there. It seems a little longer. What's your advice to the younger women that want to come up in politics?
Yeah, the problem is once you get into politics, people will just view you with a different eye. That's why we go back to this issue of name calling, labeling, mud cleaning, you know, all those sorts of dirty things will be associated with a woman who wants to be a leader in a society. I don't know why men view activists, which are ladies. They just view them like, you know, they are loose, you know, they are not dignified people, but it's the opposite.
Saka point wa seja mira shakadaro vechidiki vacha wani kuvachizo pinda ere munezve matongerwe enyika uye zvezvimwe zvamuri kusangana nazvo even imimi magara munezve matongerwe enyika ndezvipi tinoona vezanopf vanga vari kuchema chema pa video yatabva kuona vachiti pakawani kwa pachanaunzwa ma results panga pachiitwa zvisina unyatso chena muri kuzvionawo here mune mamwe mapato aya anopikisa.
Yeah, tinozviona but sezvandambotaura kana kuti sezvamanga ndichitaura paworkshop yatanga tiri kuti zvinoda courage. You should have courage and you know this pull your down syndrome. Inoto apply even katiri tichana mai. Kunouya mai vana mai who do not believe that a sister like me can be a leader in a society. So those ladies confide in many to fight. Those ladies have the potential to lead. I was saying the lady who was presiding over the workshop, who was the facilitator, I really think the
for bringing such a noble workshop to the ladies. But that it could be not financially, but with the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
How we should go about religion in the community, in our public relations with the community.
Hello, caller, we go South Africa, Makadi.
Sipo Makadi, yo.
Hey, taurai tins, we murukun, we madzimai, we ku taurai vo pamsuro peja, we ku sangana nazo, kana we ku da kupinda mnyaya zeje matongeru eni kataurai tins.
Which one I'm about to have the Varasho monopoly on my parliament, Vakazi Timosa.
Sakaimi, Maswenya, Shingi, so Kuni Ava, Varimo, Vamukona, Vatrukta, and now on the Ekutichi.
In Indo Bagutong to Shingi Sava, Rimum Katava, Kutinga, and the Vaka Shinga, as I tell the Masho Kevan. The goat to what is in this way is to go to Pindao, the Varam de Vaka Shing, goes by Machata or Mashok.
Asi mwenyaya inotaurwa one madzimai vari mune zvematongerwo enyika vanoti madzimai semimi hamuzovoterawo vamwe madzimai kana maenda manje kusarudzo. Zvinofamba sei papa?
Ndipo pandiri kutaura kuti ndopandotaura kuti vakadzi isusu pandandotaura kuti vakadzi tagara tine problem yegodo yekuitirana godo pachezvedu isusu satisingasimudzirani. Munhu anoprefera kunoisa vhoti kumurume asingaisi kumukadzi. Nenhau yegodo.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Sis Edna, variku South Africa. Meno kana mune mazwi amungada kutaurira varipo, musatisata timuende zvenyu. Aiwa, pakanaka, thank you so much. Miss Mudewe, Lynette, you heard there from our caller. She said she totally agrees with what you said about the name-calling that happens when women get into politics. So what's the way forward?
Okay. My name is Edna. I'm going to be a power of the moon. I'm going to be a these are ways of wisdom and no batasi to the moon. And my dear Machendere. Madinay Machendere. The neighborhood joker, Capital of Nayakut. Naya says a thousand and a chamber again. He no joker in Madinay. Sakatingai Tangova. If you want that Pitaur and Mchendere nazo. Nizu nga tawane makore chikurikura nizu nyawai. Kuba 1980. Kushikia 2023. Nazimai tukungo chema ninyawa inochepe. Asinyo yei itingo zesero wabudu. Jisi mazimai. Wari kutaga. Kukuri zira.
Mwanyedumanchi.
Kutakuwe, amiti. Sasa, kutakuwe ya yedu majimai. focus yedu ngaiwande ku empowerment ne mental emancipation the madzimai kuti people do it.
I want thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, to our valued callers and also to our guests. We were lucky today. We actually got through to Zimbabwe. We had the Lynette Mudewe of LEAD and also Amai Matara of CCC. A marvelous Mhlanganyahuye in Washington saying, let's meet again tomorrow here on Life Talk. You have a very good night, Zimbabwe.